The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah in Shabbos of Peyam and Beis brings down the amount of sand that is also to carry on Shabbos in order to be chayiv for Haitzah on Shabbos. Choyl Hagas. What is the shear of Choyl Hagas, says the Mishnah? How much sand does a person have to carry in order to obligate him in Haitzah on Shabbos? Kedei litein al molei kaf sid. The amount that is placed on a shovelful of sid of lime. And the Gemara explains, al molei kaf sid tono kedei litein al pi kaf shel sayidon. So the Gemara wants to know, why would a person be putting choil on sid? Why would a person put sand and mix sand into sid, which is a very fine type of finish that is used for a home? So the Gemara says, man tana, who is indeed this tana that feels that choil ma'ali le sid, that choil actually enhances lime? Amar Rav Chisda says it's Rabbi Yehuda, because we learned a braisa. The Braisa discusses the inyan of Zeicha l'Churban, that a person is not allowed to finish his home in various manners, which would be a stira to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, make us lose focus. And since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we are in an avela, so to speak, so there are various sensitivities which we must be sensitive to when building a home, and amongst other things which we'll discuss, Bezus Hashem. The Braisa says, La'yosad Adam as basically with sid. A person should not finish his home with sid, with lime, which is a very fine material. Elam kain irvam b'tevin achol. Unless a person mixes into the sid, into this lime-like material, tevin achol or sand, which would make the lime inferior, it would degrade the level of the lime, and therefore it would be okay to finish the home in that manner. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tevin mutter, choil osur. If Yehuda said if a person put tevin inside of the lime, that would indeed downgrade the level of the lime, and therefore it would be acceptable to be messiah to finish a home in that manner. But choil upgrades the level and enhances the level of the lime, and therefore a person, even if they mixed sand into lime, it would not be acceptable. Neishu tarkasid, it makes it into a very upgraded level of sid, which is even stronger. Rava Amar, Afilu Tema Rabbanon. Rava argues, he says, no, but really it could be the Rabbanon, but Kilkuloi Zehu Tikunoi. Indeed, when one puts choil into sid, it downgrades the level of the fineness of the sid, but it also makes it stronger. So it really does enhance the quality of the sid, but it downgrades the fineness, and therefore it's acceptable to put on even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what we face here is one of the various halachos which are usher to do after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara expounds on this concept in the Gemara in Bava Basra at the end of Cheskas Abatim on Daf Samach Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, the Gemara halfway down brings down the Mishnah in Bava Basra, which says that if a person bought a chatzar and it had various types of beams sticking out of the chutz or into somebody else's courtyard, then he owns that chut, those beams and the airspace of that beams, and the other person cannot have him take it down. Amar Rav Huna, what happens if the house that had these beams sticking out into the neighbor's property fell down? Chayzer Ubayna Oisa, he's allowed to rebuild it. And the Gemara asks the question, how can that be? Meisrei, we have a Braisa, which refers to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, which says, Ein Mesayedin. A person is not allowed to finish his home with sid, with this very fine lime substance. Ve'ein mechayrin, and we're not allowed to draw engraving within the sid in a very upscale manner. Ve'ein mefeichin, and we're not allowed to draw colored type of murals on the walls. Since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're not allowed to dress up our homes in that manner. But if a person purchased a home which was already had these siyud and and kiyur and pius and had already these three elements in the home, hareze bechazkasa, you do not have to damage it, you do not have to destroy those, this upscale, upgraded level of finish, but rather you can leave it the way it is. What happens if it's not fluff, the house falls down? When you rebuild that same home, you are not allowed to bring in those fancy upgraded finishings, even though you had it already. You do not maintain that same chazok, you do not maintain that same leniency and variance, that you're allowed to keep those finishings, even though you had them already. But since it fell down, when you build it, you have to build it in accordance to these sensitivities, and now since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, one may not finish the home in that way. So the Gemara asks a contradiction. The Gemara says that Isser is different, that although when a person has a home and he owns the airspace because he had his beam sticking out for so long, and the fact that the neighbor had not been Meicha basically gives him the rights to maintain those variances forever, but once it fell down, you can still rebuild it because you still own those same variances. However, by Isser, that's not the case. When you're rebuilding your home, you must rebuild it in a manner that's in accordance with these halachos, the halachos of Zecha L'Churban. The Gemara continues and says, and brings down four inyanim of Zecha L'Churban. Tana Rabbanu, Kishacharav HaBayis, Eshniya, Rabu Prushim B'Yisrael, right after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, those who are Prushim, who used to separate themselves from Olam Hazeh, they made a conviction that they would not eat shloi lechel, basa, or shloi lishtos yayin, they would not eat meat, they would not drink wine. And Rabbi Yeshua said to them, "Neima yatem oichlim basa, why are you not eating meat and drinking wine?" They said, "How can we eat meat when the same meat was just a little while ago was makriv on gabi on hazbeach? We just don't feel proper eating the meat. And how can we drink wine when just a little while ago this wine was also brought as a korban al gabei emes beach?" So he continues the conversation. If so, you shouldn't have peiros, which were brought from Mikurim, and you shouldn't have mayim, you shouldn't drink water, because there was the concept of nisuch mayim al gabei emes beach. So he said, obviously you cannot make a takana that is eifshar she'en goes in gzeira latzibur elam kin rev tzibur yechulim la'amid bo. A person, you can only make a gzeira if Rav the Tzibur is able to, and since water and so the meat and wine is all things that cannot be, that a person, it's too much for a person to maintain. So therefore, we're not going to make such a rash gzeira. Ela kach amru chachamim, says Rabbi Yeshua, these are the takonis which we will put in place to always remind us about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. One of the takonis is, sod adam es beis habesid, a person who is sod besid, the mishayir by davar muad, you have to leave over a little bit that is not sod besid, is not finished to completion. The kama, how much is that little bit? Amar Rav Yosef, ama al ama. Keneged Pesach, says Rav Chizda, it has to be an ama right across the doorway. Similarly, another takana, when a person makes a lavish sudok, oise adam kol tzorche sudam mishayir davar muad, you should always leave over something little, which is a kisa d'harsana, one of the ma'acholim, one of the courses should not be served, it should not be a full, complete meal. Similarly, when a woman gets dressed up and puts on jewelry, mishayer sarvamuot, she should not get fully dressed up in jewelry, but rather she should leave something behind. Like it says, the mishkochech yushalayim tishkach yemini tibak l'sheni l'chiki, whenever a person has the ultimate simcha, he should always remember Yerushalayim, and that's why the Gemara continues to say that we put ashes upon the head of a chasan when he gets married under the chuppah, al reish simchasi, in the makam at tefillin, says the Gemara, you should put ashes to remember Yerushalayim, to remember that we are in avelus for kol mitzvah Yerushalayim zoicha v'roi b'simchasa. Whoever is Mis'abal in Yerushalayim will indeed be Zoicha to see the completion of the Beis HaMikdash from Heir of Yameinu. These halachos are brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Tov Kuf Samach, in the halachos of Tisha B'Av, The Mechaber starts off by saying, "Mishachor beis hamikdash, tiknu chachamim shahayu ba'isa ador, shein b'inin la'olam binyan misuyu d'mechuyar b'vinyan k'vinyan hamalachim." The first halacha is a person should not finish his home like the binyan hamalachim. And the Rambam and the Mechaber both learn the Gemara that there are two concepts basically. A person should not, first of all, finish his home only with sid, without another substance being laid before one lays the sid. Because that was the derech hamalachim, to only finish the home with sid, with lime, which is a very fine material. And although it's mevor in the Gemara that when a person adds choil, when a person adds sand to the sid, it gives it strength. But very rich people, the kings, used to finish their home in not such a rich, not such a strong material, but rather they concentrated on the fineness of the sid appearance, which is a very, very fine white appearance. So says the Rambam that a person is not allowed to finish his home at all with just this very fine sid. And if a person finishes home with this totally white sid, then a person would not even be allowed to do it even if one would leave an amma al amma, a zeichel churban, that is not finished in that fine manner. The mere fact that the entire house is made up of such a fine material is a problem, and therefore would be usur. Rather, a person has to do two things, according to the Rambam. A person has to mix in choil, he has to mix sand into the sid, into this lime, and make it not so fine, not so white. Or put tiach, put another substance behind the white sid, and thereby making the sid not 100% so white, but rather it has a little bit of a texture of black, and it's a little bit darkened, so it doesn't have that fine white like the kings of the olden days, but rather that's what one has to do. And not only that, one has to also maintain an amma al amma. A person has to leave one amma, by one amma, a square box, kineged pesach, which is an amma, according to the Chazon Ish, would be 58 centimeters. And according to the Reb Chaim, no, the smaller shear would be 48 centimeters. In inches, that would be about 19 inches, or the higher shear is 23 inches by 23 inches, that a person should leave unfinished in order to make create a zeichel l'chorban. The Torah, and that is the minhag today, holds that all sid is all created equally. And all sid, as long as there's a tamal amma, one could use whatever material he would like. He can even use this finest material, as long as this amma al amma, this one cubic amma is left right when you walk in against the Pesach, in order to make create a zeichel l'churban. Now, the Levush explains that the reason why we do it kineged Pesach, he says, kedei sheyira oisa miyad, a person should right away when he gets into the house, and he will cause him to be misoinin on the churban every time when he walks into his house. And if it's not possible to make it negative Pesach, a person, because there might be doors there or windows, etc. So some say to put it behind the door, on top of the door, the other way, so that a person will always see it walking out of the home. Now, although this amma al amma, the halacha of one that one must keep an amma al amma is a square amma, the place can bring down that if it can't fit as a square, then it's better to make a kineged Pesach, even if a person has to make it, let's say, longer, narrower, as long as the square meterage ends up being an amma al amma, which is a one cubic amma. It could be in a different shape, and it's more important that it should be kineged Pesach than that it should be a square. Now, if a person bought a house that did not have an amma al amma, he does not have to create it. Like we mentioned the Gemara earlier, that if it's harehu b'chetz kasa, if he bought a house from, let's say, an Eini Yehudi, then he would not have to scrape off an amma al amma to create the zeichel churban, and he can leave it the way it is. However, if he bought it from somebody that did have an obligation, to make a Zeichel L'Chorban and did not make a Zeichel L'Chorban, in that case, the person would have to scrape it off and make it himself. There's a question about somebody who's renting a dira, renting an apartment. Does he have to make a Zeichel L'Chorban? So first, the first option is to try to convince the balabas to do it himself. If the balabas will be painting the house prior to the entry of the tenant, then the landlord should leave it amma amma, and it's the tenant's job to encourage the landlord to do it. If he happened not to, and the paint job is going to be left for the landlord at the end, then he would not be allowed to scrape off and damage the wall in that way. If the landlord does not have the sensitivity, and the landlord is not allowing him to do so, he should try to convince the landlord to do it. Or if he's going to end up painting afterwards, then he obviously can do it himself and repaint it, or have the landlord or pay for the painting, have the landlord paint and leave out this amma amma, if that is the desire of the landlord. There are some that are not that are makel. Chafetz Chaim himself in Mishneh Berurah tries to be malavet chus on those that do not leave an amma al amma. But he ends off in noble of Efshar Mishum the Soymchen al Yesh Mekilin. There are those that argue, but he ends off that he doesn't really understand the meaning of people who do not do it, and it's definitely better, definitely the correct practice to actually leave an amma al amma when one comes into the house. There are two other halachos that were mentioned in the Gemara, which may not be noyig today. The Mechaber continues in Siv Beis and says, "V'chein eskinu that somebody sha'orich shulchan lase suda. If somebody makes a beautiful suda for orchim, he should make sure to leave out one of the dishes, one of the courses, in order to make a zeichel l'churban. And the same thing when a woman gets dressed up, she should leave off. She should not put on a full set of jewelry, but rather she should leave one item out, l'zeichel l'churban." And the priest can say that in the olden days, it was very defined exactly what was worn, and it was very defined what the sudos were. And therefore, by leaving out a specific item of the suda or of the jewelry of a woman, it would be clear that there's something missing. And it would right away be ma'ir the person to think about the churban beis hamikdash, seichel l'churban, that's definitely why that we're missing this item. But in today's day, say the poskim, where there's no such thing as a defined amount, a defined amount of courses that are served on a suda, and everybody does kefim and hogai, kefir tzaynai, as he sees fit. So it would not be apparent if you would leave off one course. Maybe it's very possible that you had decided earlier to serve this amount of food and these amount of courses, and therefore therefore it is questionable if these halachas do apply. There's another halacha that I'd like to discuss, which is also something that Bnei Odom Dosh Ba'Kevoi, and it's something that L'Chayr is Naig Bizman Azen. We have to just define exactly when and where. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel says, V'chen Gadru, Shulayr Nagim B'Klei Shir, V'chol Mine Zemer, V'chol Mashmi Kol Shal Shir L'Sameach Bohem. A person should not engage in music in music with musical instruments for the only purpose of just enjoying the music zeichel l'churban. The Rama adds, "V'yesh ha'imim." Some say that this halacha is dafka misha ragel behem kegonim halachim sha'im de reshaychem mekle shir oyv beis hamishta. Some say that this limitation of not engaging in music for the sake of music alone is only somebody who goes to sleep, like the Malachim, the Mei Malachim, who used to get up and go to sleep daily, which is based on the Gemara and Gittin, that there was a daily minig to wake and to go to sleep with music, either based on Mishta, during a party, which is not a Mishta Shal Simcha, we'll see in a minute. There is a sensitivity to make sure, you know, not to engage in just in music for the sake of music on a either by a base mishta or in a as a common occurrence, as a minhag, that this is how I go to sleep and this is how I get up. And the Mechaber continues, but also the Shoimam Neachurban, Afilu Shir Peh, even song not accompanied with music, Al Hayayin, if it's like a wine drinking situation where there's a singing Shir Peh, that a person should refrain from that as well. And the he quotes the pasuk b'shir lo yishtu yayin, u'kvarnagu kol Yisrael loymar divrei seshbocha yitashir shal hidoy zichel chazdei hakadosh baruch hu yayin. But there is a minig that if a person is drinking wine laman to get in his oiris and to have a kumzitz and to sing shirs to seshbochas to Rabbi Shlomo, then that would be mutter. The chen l'tzarich mitzvah says the Ramah kigoyin bebeis chas on the kala. Then if there's any mitzvah involved, then that would be mutter. So what would be a concern is to go to a specific, let's say, concert that the entire matzah, the entire gathering is all focused on just listening to music and enjoying the music for the lamana music, and that would be the chayra astira to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It would be not appropriate in the times of Beis HaMikdash. Or Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Orachayim, Simikuf Samach Vav, in Igris Moshe, in the first Chelek, and he goes through the entire Indian, when it's mutter, when it's usher, and at the end he declares, what's the halacha to go to a concert for, let's say, a tzedakah organization, or to go to a dinner which has music in it, a dinner for a tzedakah purpose, is that called a tzarech mitzvah, because since the moshe is going to be gaining money, and is going to be able to support themselves and to do mitzvahs and to use the money for Kedushas Hashem, that may be mutter. But Reb Moshe is not sure. He says that it's very possible that it wouldn't be a heter, because if the actual music is not the mitzvah, it's not necessary really for the mitzvah. It's just part of the event. So Reb Moshe is misupik. He questions if a person's allowed to. If there should be music by dinners. But what we do see is when we don't have any type of Inyan Shel Mitzvah, one definitely must ask a shayla, if the person is allowed to engage and listen to music just for the mere sake of music, and that there may be a concern of Zeichel Churban, and a person should ask a question on an individual basis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.